Good morning, good people. I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning we're joined in the studio again by Miss Yvette Cantrell from Bridge Builders. Miss Cantrell, welcome.
Thank you. And how are you today? It's so good to be back.
I am so glad that you're back because you always come with great information, Miss Cantrell. You're here to talk about the Bridge Builders Health Forum, which is taking place on Saturday, July 21st at the Atlanta Technical College.
That's right, at the Denard Conference Center. They've invited us again, and we are feeling that it's such a great place. It's in the center of our community, and it's easy to get to by bus, or to walk, or to drive.
And they've got parking.
And they've got free parking.
Now, last year you were here, and we were talking about eye, ear, nose, and throat challenges that happen with people as they're aging. This year, the focus of the forum is on muscle, bone, and joint health. And that's very important, not just for seniors who are trying to age successfully, but really for all of us.
That's right. And so much new information has come out over the last 4 years concerning how we can better care for ourselves and not wait until we are seniors and aging, but to recognize that there are certain things we need to work into our care regime from the time that we are toddlers. Our parents can help us do that. We had so many people at the last forum to ask for information on how to help with bones and joints, arthritis, and rheumatism. So we didn't think that we could overlook that. It wasn't a part of our original plan, but we reached out to the health community, and they've sent us some great information. We have great speakers coming to talk to us about how to care for ourselves and to realize that our bones, our muscles, and our joints, the connecting tissue, have to be cared for throughout life, not just when you get old. When we're having the pains in aging positions, it's normally from an accumulation of what they call blunt force trauma issues that have built up over your lifespan. And for many people who are very athletic or who have a tendency to be not as steady on their feet as others, you have falls and you have slight incidences that may not cause bruises or bleeding or even swelling, but the internal part of the body responds as though it has been attacked. And that's what causes the swelling later and the pain later.
That inflammation that comes from when you hit your knee or you hit your ankle. As you mentioned, there's no bleeding. There might not be any swelling, but there's still a result from that hit.
That's right. And the internal part of the body is automatically built to respond to protecting you when a traumatic event occurs.
You know, I was talking with someone and they were complaining about knees and arthritis and pain in the knees. And this healthcare professional said, rub them. If you would just take a few minutes every day and rub your knees, that it will help them with the inflammation. It's kind of like love on yourself.
That's right. That's right. And another magic word is soak. So even though you might not think you have time to soak in the tub, we need to soak so that our circulation is fully employed to circulate the good nutrients that we have gotten in our body from our food. We want that nutrition to go everywhere. And sometimes it needs a little help, especially if we have a little more fatty tissue than we would like.
I think that is another one of those amazing things, because we have gotten into this fast-paced society. A lot of people don't even have bathtubs anymore. But soaking is an important part of joint health.
And without the tub, you know, the scrub sponges that you see all over the place in the stores, just massaging your body as you are showering will give you a like effect. Of course, it won't be for as long a period of time, but some movement of the upper layers of skin will encourage your circulation.
And you mentioned that there are some people who are more athletic, who are used to kind of getting little bumps and tweaks, that they might not pay attention to something, but in the long run, that blunt force trauma, that tweak, that hit has an impact on you as it accumulates as you continue to age.
That's so true. And if you're a person who rushes about trying to meet your schedule, you bump into this, you bump into the corner of the desk, you bump into the end of the bed, and you keep moving. And two or three days later, when you have a sore spot there or it looks black and blue, you can't even remember how you got it. But the body remembers. And the body is trying to perform a healing function, which may or may not be done completely, so you have no pain.
Now, Bridge Builders, as I mentioned, you guys are about people aging successfully. And so many of us don't consider that. You're thankful for that next birthday. You're thankful that you wake up in the morning. How can we get our community to kind of have that mindset switch where they take into consideration the things that they need to do to age successfully?
You have to make a decision, and you have to put it on your game plan. So just like you plan when you're going to the next game or when you're going to the next play or church, you put on your weekly plan how you are going to take care of your body internally and externally. And every day you do something. It's like when we're doing housework at home, it becomes overwhelming to try to clean the whole house at one time. But if we do one room at a time, it always looks good. So that's the same thing that we're saying we need to do here. Most of the things that have to do with the muscles, bones, and joints, the toning and the rigorous upbearing that the body can handle can be done daily. We can walk more. We can just move. If we're sitting at a desk all day, we can set a little egg timer to stand up after an hour. Even if you just stand beside your desk, the circulation will get things where they need to be internally to give you that protection you need. But we have to plan to do that and do it in small things. If you don't want to walk the track, that's fine. But if you have a house that has steps, go up to and go back down to two or three times a day. Or walk around the perimeter of your house from room to room for 5 minutes a day. Any movement will help you to prevent inflammation from setting in.
And that becomes not just important as you age, but that those habits become an important part of your life before you get to, you know, senior citizen status, so to speak.
Exactly. In fact, we encourage even our young mothers to, when they are bathing the babies, when they're still infants, to move their legs back and forth. Help them get used to moving those little joints. Rub their toes, tickle their feet so they get accustomed to moving those things, because it's like the old saying, if you don't use it, you lose it. So you want the babies to be able to use every toe and every finger when they start walking. It's the same for us. We have to continue that, whether we think we need it for walking because we drive, or whether we think we need it for fixing meals because we eat out, you still need to make sure the extremities are being exercised daily.
I think a lot of us don't realize just how much our toes actually do for your balance.
They do. And that's one of the things that the doctor begins to measure you on. They have new protocols that say they measure your gait when you go for your physical now, because the measurement results of your gait can tell them how you are aging internally and how much longer you will be able to use your body without assistance. So it's an important thing to make sure we maintain our balance. So stand in the morning and hold one foot up and see how long you can stand. Or walk a couple of steps and turn around as fast as you can and see if you still have your balance. Those are things that you can do and find out about yourself that the doctor won't know for another year. But if you find that there's something that's not quite right there and you can't keep your balance or you're tilting from one side to the other, that's something that you need to consult the doctor.
Ms. Cantrell, I love it when you come. I love the mission of Bridge Builders to promote aging successfully. And I want to remind everyone that the Community Health Forum on Muscle, Bone, and Joint Health is taking place on Saturday, July 21st from 9 to 2. This is open to the public. There's lunch, and it's going to be at the Atlanta Technical College at the Dennard Conference Center. And if people want more information, they can call you at 404-765-4300, or they can go to your website at bridgebuildersinc.com, and you can also register at Eventbrite.
That's
so
right.
So if you go to eventbrite.com and put in Bridge Builders,
it'll come up.
And all you have to do is register to attend.
And there's absolutely no charge. We'll also be getting CEUs. The Atlanta Technical College has helped us, so they're giving us CEUs this year for the first time that can also be accompanied by a college transcript. So we want everybody to begin to learn more so we can help each other.
Thank you so much, Ms. Cantrell.
Thank you for having me.